bells. Stand by all stations.
Attention, all districts. A 5-alarm fire. 5 bells, move in immediately.
That's it. Let's roll.
Let's go.
Firefighters.
Presenting Firefighters, the true-to-life story of our unsung heroes who stand ready to ride by day or night against our most murderous enemy, the demon of fire. In just a moment, we'll join Chief Cody and rookie fireman Tim Collins as they puzzle over the rash of small fires that has been plaguing the department the last few days. Breaking out in separate places, bearing no relation one to the other, the direct cause generally unknown. Well, all this has added up to a special assignment for Private Tim Collins. At first, as he looked carefully into the last two blazes with the help of his younger brother Jimmy, Tim had been completely at sea. Then, he had discovered what seemed like a point of similarity, a small thing, but perhaps a lead. Now, whether it was or not, we'll see in just 1 minute. Let's go, firefighters. Let's get over to headquarters station and look in on the private office of Chief Cody, where rookie fireman Tim Collins and his young brother Jimmy have just arrived to make their report on what they're beginning to think of as the mystery fires. All of a sudden, as they face the chief across his desk, they realize how little they have to go on and how big the problem is ahead of them. It doesn't help any when Chief Cody swings around in his chair and says,
"Well, boys, let's have it. What's the answer?"
Well, frankly, Chief, we don't know. The cause of both fires is still a mystery, at least to us.
If it was a firebug, like you wondered, sir, he sure didn't leave any clues.
Now, don't be discouraged.
Well, we went over that bedroom at Mrs. Riley's house with a fine-tooth comb. Nothing there.
Mrs. Riley couldn't tell us how it started or anything.
Yes, sir. Then we headed for the Tupper house to check on that porch fire.
Now, that's where Tim got the idea of looking over what was left of the porch roof, Chief.
Yes, sir. Whether it was a good idea or not all depends. Anyway, I found some charred bits of cloth and some cotton that seems to have been all that was left of a mattress.
A mattress on the roof?
Yeah, that does sound funny at first.
Mrs. Tupper had put it out there to air, and, well, that's the only connection between the two fires, Chief.
Connection? Well, I don't get it, son.
Well, gosh, sir, a mattress, bedroom, don't you see?
Not so fast, Jimmy. As far as I could tell, sir, the bedroom fire at Riley started near the bed.
Mm-hmm.
And the Tupper fire definitely started on the porch roof. Now, was a mattress involved in each case?
I see your point, but...
I thought we might find out something about those other mystery fires. If each one of them started in a bedroom...
I'm sorry, Tim, they didn't. I can tell you that right off.
Oh.
The only thing I'm sure they have in common is that nobody knows how they started.
Yes, sir. And if they were set, there'd be a sameness about them. A firebug usually repeats his methods over and over.
Well, I guess we just got to do some more detective work.
Don't sound so discouraged, Jimmy. Tim's right about checking up now on every one of those doggone little fires that have been driving us crazy.
Oh, gee whiz, sir. How can you find out looking in there?
That's a filing cabinet, Jimmy. The chief keeps a complete file on all fires that are unexplained.
Now, let's see. Yesterday, a moving van caught fire in the suburbs. Somebody lost all their furniture.
Well, too bad, but not much help to us.
Boys camp outside of town. Kids have been cleaning their tents out for inspection. They lost a few cots. Wait a minute. Here's a bedroom fire, Tim. The only one in the lot.
Yes, sir, but that only gives us two. Well, I guess I was barking up the wrong tree, Chief Cody.
Now, hold on a minute. Why, of course.
Well, gosh, Chief, what is it?
I must be slowing down. You are right, Tim. Good lad. You hit it right on the head.
What?
Why, they're here in every report. Hidden, maybe, but right under our nose.
Well, what is, sir?
Mattresses. Wouldn't a moving van be carrying a mattress among the furniture? These cots that were burned out up at that camp, wouldn't they maybe have small mattresses? And that bedroom, of course.
Well, what do you know? Oh, sir, they do have that much in common. Only there's one trouble.
I know, Tim, you don't have to say it. Never in my experience have I heard of a mattress catching on fire simply of and by itself.
Yes, sir, if there's no cause, Then these fires must have been set. And what kind of a crazy person would go around setting fires to mattresses?
Well...
Alarm, Chief. Will you take it or stand by?
I'm on my way, son, and so are you. If this is another of those mystery blazes, we want to be there no matter how small or unimportant.
Hey, can I come too, Chief? How about me?
Okay, Jimmy. But stick with me, you hear?
Oh, boy, let's roll!
Only a matter of four blocks and less than that in minutes before the chief's car rolls up in front of a three-story building where smoke seems to be coming from an opening in the roof. Even as the engine company busies itself with lines, the hook and ladder boys have their extension up and their eyes pop, for the man heading up the ladder first is none other than Chief Cody himself, with Private Tim Collins close behind him.
Well, I had a hunch the minute I figured the source of this fire, Tim. Over on the roof now. Easy, does it?
Yes, sir.
Can you make it?
Sure. You know what I think that opening in the roof is, Chief?
Huh?
Where the smoke is pouring out, I think it's a skylight.
Yeah. Work your way over closer to it, Tim.
Right, sir. I still don't know what you're up to. Neither do the men behind us, Chief.
This isn't going to amount to much. No need of my directing action from the ground. This is one fire I want to be in on from the beginning.
Well, sir, you're right on top of it now.
From the position, I figured this is the bedroom below us. And after what we discovered, bedroom fires draw me like a magnet. Unlimber that extinguisher, son.
Yes, sir. Danger spot seems to be directly below this open skylight, Chief. Yeah, that's doing it. And we'll have this under control in a jiffy.
Well, Tim is right. The smoke lessens, and as the chief sizes up the situation as safe, he then throws a leg over the skylight and lowers himself down in. For a moment, he hangs by his hands and then drops into the smoke-filled room below. Tim follows him.
Seems like the rest of the fire department was in, Tim.
Yes, sir.
What's holding you up?
The door from this room into the hallway is locked. I can't see... there we are. Were you gentlemen looking for a fire by any chance?
Yeah, tell them things have come to a fine pass when the chief has to put out fires by himself.
Yes, sir.
Okay, men, check below. Everything's under control here.
Yes, sir.
If we're clear, I'll report back to me. The rest of you secure.
Hey, for Pete's sake, what are you doing up here, Jimmy?
Well, nobody told me to stay below. But, Chief, how come a fire in a house that's all locked up?
And in a room that's locked also, Jimmy. Just what I'm asking myself.
Good grief. I think I know what you meant by being in luck. That mattress you're looking at.
Right. And a brand new one at that. Before it got the idea of burning itself up and somebody saw the smoke from the street and rang in the alarm.
Say, you think this was like all those others?
Well, we've got a bit more to go on this time. Even though it's only another mattress and another mystery.
Yes, sir. If a firebug set this one, Chief, he can get through locked doors.
And there are plenty of ways of pre-setting a fire, Tim. Plenty of tricks that give the criminal a chance to be far away when the blaze breaks out.
You think these mattress fires might have all been cases like that?
Well, maybe a little digging with this knife will answer that.
Hey, careful you don't burn your hand ripping that mattress apart, sir.
Don't worry, Jimmy. See these burned holes in the cover, Tim? Several of them.
Yes, sir. No question about it. This fire started right inside that mattress. You find anything in there?
Cotton filling, springs. Exactly what's supposed to be in it. Not a thing that shouldn't be here. Oh, that's mighty strange.
Could it be
spontaneous combustion?
Mm-hmm.
No, none of the factors for it.
If mattresses could burst into flames by themselves, Jimmy, we'd all be sleeping on the floor. Well, we're farther away than ever from the answer, Chief.
No, we're moving closer, son. We got this fire out in time to find out where the mattress came from.
Yeah, see that tag the chief is pointing to, Tim?
Oh, let me see it. Clement's Department Store.
Gosh, I know him. Mr. Clement. I used to run errands for him after school.
What's he like, Jimmy?
Well, gee, like everybody else. He seemed like an awful swell guy to me. Why?
I just wondered. We'll check further, Tim. The mattresses in each of these mystery fires came from Mr. Clement's. We'll have to have a talk with him. Yeah, it's a very serious talk.
But he wouldn't put something in his mattresses that would go off in flames and put people in danger. Well, we certainly didn't find anything. You agree, Tim? You've been poking around inside it.
I don't know, Jimmy. Chief, this is just plain cotton. I'm positive. There's no reason in the world why it should burst into flame by itself.
These sudden, meaningless fires have got to stop before something tragic happens, Tim. We've got part of the explanation right here in front of us. And yet the whole business is more mysterious than ever.
Chief Cody looks angry, and you can't blame him. There's no rhyme nor reason to a fire that just happens. If it wasn't preset by human hand, well, what is the answer? Well, we'll see. Be sure to listen to our next exciting episode of The Firefighters. In a moment, Chief Cody will be back to tell you boys and girls something that all firefighters should keep in mind. But first, here's something else you should keep in mind. Now, Chief Bob Cody in the special notice for the Firefighters Brigade. Chief Cody.
Attention, firefighters. This is Chief Bob Cody back with a word of caution for all you boys and girls. If you ever discover fire, get that alarm in fast. And then go mighty easy on any ideas of fighting it yourself. Many people have been overcome by smoke or fumes before they ever got close to the fire itself. So unless you're sure of what you're doing, keep out of the danger zone and don't take chances. That's our job. Well, until next time, this is Chief Cody saying so long.
Fire Chief Cody and the young rookie fireman Tim Collins will be back on the same station the next time you hear...
That's it. Let's go! Let's go! Firefighters!
Firefighters is a copyrighted feature of William F. Holland Productions.